I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
I had to read the story three times because I thought I was getting it wrong. But this is a news. This is out of South Florida, where a woman was denied service at a South Florida Taco Bell for not speaking Spanish.
What?
For not speaking Spanish.
Did she call? Wait a second.
Yeah.
When we say she's not speaking Spanish, did she call a quesadilla like Mexican grilled cheese and not be able to pronounce the word? Or did she not help a Spanish customer?
No, apparently she went through the drive-thru and she did not speak Spanish, and the people there that were working there only spoke Spanish. And she's like, is there anybody there who speaks English? And they said no. Mm-hmm. So they denied her service because she couldn't understand.
I'm moving out of the country. Where is this?
In South Florida. I'm guessing probably in the Miami area.
Yeah, Dade County.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I believe this is the news story on this. Roll this.
Nobody here speak English. Nobody in the back speak English.
At this Taco Bell drive-thru, no Spanish, no service.
Excuse me, I'm trying to order food and
no hay a nadie que hable inglés.
Alexandra Montgomery thought it was a joke and pulled out her camera.
Okay, but I want to order food.
Hay nadie que hable inglés. Te puedes mover,
por favor. That doesn't make any sense. You're not making any sense.
Okay.
You have a manager here.
The annoyed Taco Bell employee says the manager is home sleeping.
She was replying to what I was saying in English, but she was replying in Spanish. So it's like, okay, I think you understand what I'm saying.
It was 10:30 Wednesday night. Montgomery went to this Taco Bell at 785 East 9th Street in Hialeah. The employee tells Montgomery that this is Hialeah to move on. There are cars behind her, and even gives her the address of another Taco Bell.
That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't mean nothing, because this is Hialeah. This is America. You understand what I'm saying. So if I say I want another six on the menu, you can put that on the computer and take my order.
Don't tell me
you can't take my order because you don't speak English.
We went to Taco Bell today.
You speak English?
Yes.
I can order in English, right?
Yes.
What happened the other night?
No comment.
No comment.
I'm not mad
no
or anything,
comment.
But
no
I
comment.
Just feel totally disrespectful.
Now, I see, this is where I would need to know, because I would take the gripe to the highest level. Is this a franchise? Who owns the franchise? Are Taco Bell's franchised out?
I would totally Karen this. Not only would I Karen that, I would call ICE.
Get Tom Homan down here.
Where's the Homanator? Right? Yeah. Bring him out. Right? Because I'll tell you what, that would get me very upset. Because I have been in a situation where when I worked in a paint store, I had a Spanish customer and there was a language barrier. And you know what? Frustrating for me, frustrating for him. But you know what we did? We actually used Google Translate and we worked around it. I got him his product, and everything was okay. And there was no issue. It was frustrating. It was tough. I was annoyed. He was annoyed. And we were both annoyed because you should be speaking English in America.
Yeah.
And I couldn't understand him. He was annoyed. Not really at me, just frustrated with the circumstances that there was a language barrier. It wasn't like, oh, you don't speak Spanish, you're a bad guy. And I wasn't like, oh, you don't speak English, you're a bad guy. I was just annoyed because it's America, speak English, we should be able to communicate. But we did. We found a way around it, and it worked. And if I could mix paint, she could have punched in number six on the computer.
Right.
But it annoys me because, like, if that guy wanted to make a big deal, he probably could have with me. And it would have been like, oh, well, you know, you should have been more understanding. I don't know what you want me to do. Luckily, that didn't happen. Shoes on the other foot. By the way, that wasn't a white lady who got denied service. So, you know, she could play the race card if she wanted to.
Yep.
Probably won't. Good. You know, you don't have to. But it's like you mean to tell me nobody speaks English? Coming through that drive-thru Spanish?
She's understanding what the lady's complaining about, but she's not giving it back to her in English. She's giving it back to her in Spanish, which I still don't get. I watch golf telecasts every week, whether it's guys that are on the PGA Tour from Asia or South America that have been on the PGA Tour 15 years, and they understand the question that's being asked to them, and then they give it back to you like Hideki Matsuyama gives it back to you in Mandarin, and then there's a translator. I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, you've been here 15 years. That's ignorant. If you're going to go to a place that make it your permanent home, learn the damn language. That's just common sense. Yeah. This is basic respect. It makes it easier for everybody else. And secondly, of all the languages to learn, English is one of the easiest languages.
Yep.
You know, it is English and Spanish are both very easy to learn. You know, Rosetta Stone. I mean, my God, 15 minutes. Let's go.
Yeah. Nick never learned either of them.
No, but I was embarrassed in Italy at my honeymoon. I felt like when I was, I couldn't communicate with the Italian people. And my wife's like, "You're here for 12 days. You're on honeymoon. Who cares?" I'm like, "Yeah, but it reflects poorly coming from me. Like, yeah. I want to at least be able to understand the basics of thank you, yes, no, hello, goodbye." My God, is it too much to ask for?
I guess
I don't
it
think
is.
It, I don't
yeah,
think
now
it is.
It is. Yeah, it is now.
Oh, the racist comment. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Coming according to America, to some, learn the language.
Yeah.
Crazy. They should learn the language.
Yeah.
Absolutely learn the language. It's the kind. Trump signed an executive order, I think, now made English the official language. Yeah. Now they have to learn it.
You're right. But I think at a restaurant, a Mexican restaurant, if everybody does not speak English, I'm actually thinking it's really good authentic food.
Yes, but Taco Bell is not authentic, nor is it a good
true.
Restaurant.
Taco but maybe Bell. They'll make it. I don't know.
Trash.
A Houston man. Did I do this right? Houston man. A Houston man who beat an old man with dementia was released on bond, lowered from $1 million to just $20,000.
Oh.
So when he gets out, what do you think he does?
Repeats.
He assaulted a woman.
Uh-huh.
So you can see this video.
Recidivism.
Of this,
it's a real thing, folks.
Of this scumbag. Who is, so apparently from the video, just to set this up a little bit, he's in a parking lot, and apparently he's coming, he comes out to his car, and this man who has dementia is trying to get into the wrong car.
Uh-huh.
And this guy thinks that he's trying to break into his car, so he beats the holy hell out of him. And when I tell you he beats the holy hell out of him, he does. This is an old, this is a 70-year-old man that he's doing this to, by the way. Roll this.
A man beats an elderly victim to the ground for trying to get into his car.
Look at that. Look at him. Look at this.
Oh, my God. La Michigana food
what the hell?
Houston. That victim's family says he was simply confused because he has Alzheimer's.
Him.
The man in the red here is Trayvon Lockridge. He was arrested.
He's just a gentle giant.
Then lowered, and he posted it.
And, of course, he gets out.
Yep.
And he's out, and, you know, now he's wanted again.
Wanted for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and a shooting.
Elections have consequences. You get what you vote for.
Jeez. He's just a gentle giant. Isn't that what we heard? Remember those days, you know, the gentle giant?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what's the first line of action that you take for us that are not physically just looking to assault people every aspect of our life?
Mm.
Sir, excuse me, that's my vehicle?
Yep.
Sir, wrong car?
Yep.
And I think after maybe 10 seconds, you might realize that he's elderly, possibly has something going on cognitively.
Oh, God. Right. Oh,
you can calmly explain to him, sir, you walk up to him, you don't just start punching.
Yep.
You know? It was interesting because this whole thing with the Metcalf story with Carmelo Anthony, where Jeff Metcalf went to the press conference, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they asked him to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't you know it, he didn't kill anybody on the way out. You know? I mean, that's seriously, right? They asked him to leave. He didn't stab anyone in the chest over it.
Yep.
So, you know, I get mad quick. I'm very impatient. Don't be in the vehicle with me when we're in traffic because, you know, I start saying things that I shouldn't say. But it's like, you know, it's one of those things where you just got to calm down.
Yeah.
And if someone's trying to get into your car, it's not their car. It's not your car. It's my car. You know, and then you realize it's an old man. Just won't come away.
Farish might be like our Ohio bus driver with road rage.
Do you hear me? I'm done with this shit.
Oh, yeah. I have said those exact words.
I love her. This is Cut 20, Phil. This is a BLM influencer who took to, I think, TikTok and said the only way blacks will get liberation is in blood hunting whites.
Wow.
And remember when I say he's a BLM influencer.
Kind of goes back to our big take this morning on American privilege in modern day. America.
Go. One way black people achieve true liberation, that's by taking in blood. There has to be blood all over the floor. There has to be bodies on the floor. There has to be people screaming and crying. Cool. That is the reality. Right. And this is what history shows me. No amount of begging, no amount of complaining, no amount of protesting, nada, is going to get you your liberation until you take it with blood. You see? So this is why I sit back and I don't play along with any of these black people talking about it's a spiritual war, this, that, because when those cops are going into our neighborhoods and shooting our babies, that's a physical thing. You see, y'all so worried about the spiritual world, but you're not worrying about the world that's right in your face. When we're getting thrown in prison, that's a physical thing, right? Address the physical. You see, this is why I say don't hit my phone until y'all ready to do what I know we got to do. When y'all ready to go outside and hunt them white boys, hunt them cops, go to that white boy's neighborhood and when y'all ready to do what y'all know we got to do, hit me. But until then, I'm not playing around with y'all because it's all of these excuses for why we don't want to do it. Why? Many of us are scared. You know what I mean? Many of us are complacent in our oppression. You know, many of us don't want to burn the relationships we have with white people, all of these things. So I'm going to sit back and do my thing. When y'all ready to go outside and take blood, hit me anytime. But you see, a lot of us are not ready to do that. But I'm trying to tell y'all, there is no freedom. There is no liberation for our people until there's blood on that floor, on that battlefield. And that's the truth we don't want to admit.
I'm sure he's definitely an activist with all the black-on-black crime in major cities and communities, right? I'm sure he's offended by that and wants to, you know, rise up to that. So, you know.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean,
it is.
Yeah.
Shooting the babies, though. Cops are killing the babies. I wonder how he feels about Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
There's a Planned Parenthood in every black neighborhood. I wonder how he feels about that.
Does anybody
Margaret
like...
Sanger? Margaret Sanger saying the goal of Planned Parenthood when she founded it was eugenics. I wonder how he feels about that.
Does anybody tag the FBI?
Somebody did. Yeah. Somebody did.
I just love how these threats are broadcast in the clear sight of day, live on social media, and there's no repercussions for it, right? Yeah. I mean, that sounds like a threat, right?
It doesn't sound like a threat. Mm-hmm. It is one.
Not geared towards one specific individual, but an entire group of people, right?
Yep.
I mean, he's calling for a civil war is what he's calling for.
Yep. All right, let's have a little fun here. USC and UCLA. Now, I assume this is true because everything I see on the internet, I believe is true, but we'll go with it.
Oh, we talked. Bruno mentioned this earlier this week.
USC and UCLA students are gearing up to compete in the world's first ever sperm race.
Can I bet on it?
The event is being hosted by a startup called Sperm Racing, which has raised $1 million to put on the race. The competitors are Asher from UCLA and Tristan from USC.
I'm rooting for USC here.
Their sample will be loaded into a microfluidic chip, which is just 0.05 millimeters long.
Yep.
Once the race starts, the sample will race down a 20-centimeter racetrack in front of 4,000 fans.
And down the stretch they come. It's semen by a nose.
Sorry.
Or a hair.
Kentucky Derby's coming up, folks.
Jesus.
Here comes a thoroughbred. Look at the form of this guy.
I know American Pharaoh very well, by the way.
He's wiggling.
Triple Crown. Secretariat, they called him Big Red. Right? Beautiful horse.
The race is expected to take at least 40 minutes.
Wow.
The founders of this group say the intention of the startup is to bring attention to the fertility crisis. It isn't just about raising sperm. It's about making male fertility something people actually want to talk about, track, and improve.
Does this last 40 minutes?
All right. Yeah. Enough of me reading. Let's roll the video.
Everything big always starts small.
Yo, listen. Yeah, that kid is in the jungle.
This is the world's first ever sperm race. This is Asher from UCLA.
Take off your pants and fill the tube.
USC, two legends on microscopic racetrack. The battle for whose sperm is the healthiest, the fastest, and the tastiest.
Oh,
swimmers win the race. USC versus UCLA.
Powered by Nucleus, only on pay-per-view.
Oh my God. All right, guys.
Okay.
I bring the cuts. So
I think
have at it.
Is the OTB taking bets on us?
Joe Rogan will be hosting the pre-show.
Oh my Lord.
I mean,
I think Buttigieg is going to be the taste tester.
Oh man.
Wow. So
maybe we'll go one of each gender. So Buttigieg and Kamala.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Willie Brown, right?
I do the water tasting, so I'm done with taste tests. Guys, go ahead.
I don't understand. I'm not really sure.
Me, you will guzzle.
I'm not really sure. The 9 o'clock hour on Fridays are always.
I know,
the,
right?
They're always the craziest.
They're salty.
Robots B 989 says we're on our way back to being a proper country. That's right. Absolutely, we are. Okay, so this is supposed to raise awareness for male fertility.
I'm assuming they bring some of the fertility experts there too, right? Like when you've ever had, if you've ever had to go to the clinic to, you know, deposit and impregnate your lady that way, you know, they go through and they put, you know, look through all the particles and they there's a whole process to it. I've watched videos on this.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
Wait, you watch videos on what?
On how they about the. Like the collecting the sample and then they inject the lady. Yeah. Like if the lady's got hormonal issues.
Artificial insemination.
Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah. I've seen investigative discovery. What's the other channel that's similar to that channel? I don't know. It's like channel 300 and something. Yeah. I've watched the whole thing on it. I'm fascinated by it. I just didn't think you could do it as a sport.
Sarah Weiss says eating pineapple helps.
Sarah.
Oh God.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, pineapple a little overrated.
Patty C says a head-to-head competition.
Patty.
I like omelets better than sex.
Thank you, Mr. Kennedy.
Well, that's...
Mudballs.
Well, they have a women's competition. I know, and Sean Farish's parents are listening. Shame on us.
Yeah, sorry.
Same. No. Listen, you know what? It's morning radio. We grew up listening to, you know, my dad listened to Imus all the time, so I don't want to hear it. Okay?
So who's Joy Reid going to bet on, USC or UCLA?
Big ball. Oh,
my Lord. Well, oh, my Lord.
Well, what about Dana Bash? Dana Bash. Dana, who do you like?
Harry Balls.
Thank you, Dana.
By the way, that clip came from Elon Musk's.
Harry. Dana Bash literally reading the Harry Balls X handle feed.
All right, let's get out of this with Jim Acosta and Don Lemon.
So you want to go from balls to nuts? All right, so we got two nuts, two fired CNN nuts.
Well, Don Lemon, he might be one of the. judges, right? So, just saying.
Don, you better keep your mouth closed.
So they both were fired from CNN, right?
Yes.
And they both have podcasts and Substack, and they went on each other's podcasts and Substack to talk about how well they're doing now and how they didn't actually need CNN.
I'm Don Lemon, and you will respect me. You will watch me.
Because they are, they're way more relevant now.
Right.
Roll this.
But I think it's another nail, especially in the confidence that people have in corporate media, the trust that they have in corporate media.
Costa's looking like
and I think that is why folks like you, you know, over here on Substack doing extremely well. I'm doing okay on Substack. Also,
you're doing
on YouTube,
great.
Doing
watched
well.
Don on Substack. Yeah. Watched Don on YouTube.
Yeah. And so I think that's why we're having such success. And they don't care if you're on the North Lawn and the South Lawn of the White House with pancake makeup on and all the lights and the shiny desks. They want people they like. They trust and they care about. And I think that's figures like us. People can trust that I'm going to tell them the truth. I'm also not going to bombard them with frivolous stuff. I'm not going to have false equivalency on my show. I'm just not going to do it. Yeah. And I think people like that.
Dawn?
I'm not wearing pancake makeup and I'm wearing my sweater and by golly, people like me.
Sean, I think you're right.
A bit.
Acosta's morphing into a lesbian. Is he in stage three?
He's getting, he adopted the same Keith Olbermann, Mark Cuban, Rachel Maddow, Rosie O'Donnell look.
Yep.
That is exactly, he's like the fifth one. It's getting weird now.
Yeah, it really is.
It is getting weird.
Yeah.
What are they taking? Are they taking some supplements or something?
Why?
I don't know. Like, they all, like, are drinking the same Kool-Aid or something.
Oh.
It's not adrenochrome no more. Because they're aging pretty badly, you know?
Yeah,
have
that's
seen
true,
recent,
yeah.
like, Keith Olbermann? Remember yeah. that video of him with the... Who yeah. was, like, way above him?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
He looked like he was, like, basically dead.
By the way, Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon are not on good terms. Because they asked Chris Cuomo if he would go on Don Lemon's podcast. And he goes, there's really no need. Don knows what he did or something like that. Or, you know, we haven't spoken since then. So there's some bad blood when they... Remember when they used to do those crossovers? They used to say, I love you.
Oh, no. I love you, brother.
Oh, yeah.
No, I love you. Yeah. No, I love you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they didn't actually love each other.
Yeah.
I know it's shocking to hear that, but...
Cuomo's another fraud.
Yeah.
Now I'm a centrist. I'm just going to give you the facts because I'm not constrained by the network that is CNN.
It's so funny to me that they both have realized that they don't need a network 6 years later than everybody else did, where they're like, we're like, hey, we can actually do this on our own. And, you know, we can. It's just. Is anybody subscribing to the Don Lemon Substack, by the way?
Well, that was going to be my final point is, like, I mean, how many left of center independent podcasts or YouTube shows are actually like Joy Reid? Yeah. Is Joy Reid ever going to sniff the money she made at MSNBC again on her own?
Nope.
Zero shot.
No.
None.
No.
There's no market for it.
No.
Right?
No.
Where on the other hand, Tucker Carlson is probably making more money now than he did at Fox.
He's definitely.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. If you have a brand that people want to see and want to hear about, then absolutely you could. You know what I mean? Like, I believe there was a time where Keith Olbermann could have kind of channeled that for the left and done, like, a podcast and stuff like that. But even the left are like, boy, that guy's nuts.
Oh, he's unhirable.
He probably would have got fired from that, too. He didn't think he did it by himself. He would have fired him. So that guy has gotten fired more times than some people have gotten hired in their life.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, we need to break.
All right, we'll come back, put a bow on some of the cuts and the clips, and then we'll get to the bells and the whistles on a Friday. Movies, music, what's on tap for the Dawn Show. It's all still ahead here on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Denzel and Big Three at 9:33.
It's the Big Three and Nine on Kale and Company.
Big Three at Nine. By the way, the teenager from Delco was just on Good Morning America, so she's making this the Mr. Stranger Danger girl who avoided the guy. So she's making a national splash and being celebrated.
I think we have some of the Good Morning America.
Okay.
Caught on camera, a teenage girl fleeing a man who she says was following her, and authorities say she did everything right. Eva Pilgrim is here with that story. Good morning, Eva.
Good morning, Rebecca. Such a scary close call diverted thanks to a quick-thinking teen and two store owners who didn't hesitate to help. And this morning, that teen and her mother are speaking out exclusively to GMA.
This is the terrifying moment that a 16-year-old Pennsylvania girl says a man started following her.
I kept on hearing this guy, but I was just like, it sounds like an older man. I don't think an older man would approach me that way. And he had finally ran up to me.
In this surveillance video obtained by our station WPVI, Ariana McMillan was walking along a busy road outside Philadelphia when she says this man began walking closer and closer to her, making inappropriate comments.
He did have a very large bottle of liquor in his hand, and in my eyes, I saw that as a weapon. He pushes me a little bit. We better start walking. And this moment, I had a sense of panic in my brain that I needed to do something immediately.
The teen, scared, made a quick decision, running to a nearby shop.
I just was like, there's a woman there and I'm going to run to her. I saw like someone had like a sign in like their yard or something that said something about someone named Rachel. So the name, I just went, Aunt Rachel, is that you?
It distracted whatever that gentleman was trying to do.
Aunt Rachel, actually Tina Moss, a shop owner, saw her running toward her, immediately played along, taking the girl inside her store with her husband, Bill.
He followed her directly from the store to the window and banged on the glass.
They called the police, and once they came, he still was banging on the doors and wasn't stopping, and they were trying to arrest him.
The man, now charged with stalking and harassment. Christina Pino, grateful to those store owners who helped her daughter visiting the shop.
Wow, how about that? That's Thank what God. You did? Yeah.
So scary. So yeah. The guy's arrested. Wow. And, you know,
he's walking around with an open bottle of booze.
And, you know what, in the broad daylight, 2-ish in the afternoon or whatever, it's just scary.
What area did you say that was, Dawn, in your news?
It was Ridley Township, Delaware County.
Okay. Yeah, it was McDade Delco. Boulevard.
I yeah.
mean, it's they call like it in Pennsylvania, Delco.
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 Yeah,
Delco.
Look at you. Thank you.
Delco.
Yeah.
Sean knows.
Sean.
I know that Trump just spoke out as he's heading to, so we'll have that. If you don't have it, we'll have it right at 10, because I think he just or is about to speak out before he hops on the plane and, you know, he and Melania, the first lady, get over to Rome, because the Pope's funeral, obviously, that gets underway tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I will say, gosh, there's so much going on, but I will say this one, that President Trump said in an interview this morning that Crimea will stay with Russia. So part of this, he's speaking about this Russia deal. He's speaking out about about Iran, the Middle East. So all of this, trying to get her done, if you will. Okay. A lot of Trump headlines this morning. I guess number three, the one thing we haven't talked about is that it's Monster Jam weekend.
Monster Jam.
Here in Philadelphia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to that as a kid.
The link.
Yeah.
Yeah. If my son has a thing this weekend. If not, he loves mm-hmm. monster trucks.
Yep.
So I would have taken him to this thing. But
I'll never forget it. I went in 1989. I was 5.
Yeah.
Yep.
So cool.
Yep. The old Ag, you know what else this Ag weekend? Hall.
What?
Not in Pennsylvania, though. But Talladega.
Yes.
Ooh.
Are you going to be tweeting out live thoughts while the cars go around in circles?
I do this from time to time.
I love,
you know, like
it.
when Bubba Wallace gets in the lead, I always put up Bubba Wallace is currently leading. He must be defeated. You know? I got to tell you, I used to like, I liked it when I was a kid. Yeah. I was Jeff Gordon once for like Halloween.
Yep.
And then, you know, and then I was like, this is stupid. It's just cars going around. And then I liked it again. And then they did the stage racing. And so then I stopped watching it, because I was upset with that. Then I'm like, well, it's not going to change. I started, you know, now I'm in Tennessee. We're in the South.
Sure.
I'm like, I'm going to watch NASCAR again, and I love it.
Have you been to Bristol Motor Speedway?
Not yet. Well, no, I haven't been to Bristol. Okay. I have not been. I did an event at Talladega last year.
Right.
Fine.
But there was no race. It was Memorial Day weekend, but it was fun. I'm so excited. Last week was Easter, so there was no race. I was like, what do we do?
Yeah.
You know?
Because I watch golf on Sunday, and I know you're watching the races on Sunday, and I always, when I'm looking for, like, PGA comments on X, I always see your tweet about Bubba Wallace.
Yeah. Usually once per Sunday, it's like Bubba Wallace is too close to the lead. Now I'm not happy. Now I'm invested.
I'm surprised I never got into it. Greg, did you ever get into the racing?
Not at all.
Because we're Lehigh Valley guys.
I know. It's a big thing. The Pocono Raceway.
Pocono.
Yeah.
Speedway.
I love the Tricky Triangle.
Yeah. Nazareth. Cool, the old Nazareth Motor Speedway. Yep. The Andretti's.
Yep. Yeah.
And then, of course, you have Dover down here.
Yep.
And I was in Tennessee, and Bristol's a big thing. Yeah,
a lot of fun.
Yeah. Nashville's got a speedway too, Nashville Motor Speedway.
So, that's right, they do.
Well, you know, there was.
I'm so excited. Dega's this weekend, so I'm excited.
That's exciting. But there was a Florida bride. I guess she could compete in some of these. I don't think I sent you the video. I texted you guys. I forgot to send it. But just really quick, this Florida bride, she gets pulled over by the cops. She's going 105 miles an hour because she's late for her wedding. It's a hoot. Florida woman, Florida man, those stories are always good.
I mean, do the cops let her out? I mean, they should have let her out of the ticket, right?
Yeah, they should let her out.
They did, right?
Yeah, they let her out. It's awesome. They let her go because she's awesome. Like, Oh my God, look, I'm late for my wedding.
Yeah, so I'm looking at this. This is from Fox 35 in Orlando. Do we know if that's the husband in the driver's seat? Or is that just a friend taking the bride?
I think that's the bride.
The husband's not supposed to be in the driver's seat.
I know, but you never know.
I can't see her.
Things are expensive these days. You got to pinch pennies where you have to.
True.
She was running late to her own wedding. So police say that she does have a mandatory court date.
Uh-oh.
So they did give her a court date, but they let her go on to her wedding.
These people were going in excess of, probably 50, 60 miles per hour. They were in a rush to get there. I was dragging my feet to go to my wedding. They had to pull me out screaming. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Very cute. I think that's it. Your big three.
All right,
that was like six, but you know.
Yeah, the big six. The big six.
Big six.
At 9:33. There you go. All right. Well, do you have time for a clip, or we got
to... We should break.
All right.
Say goodbye to Sean, and we should wrap it up.
All right, everybody.
9:40 already.
Dad said everybody say goodbye to Sean.
Sean.
Bye, Sean.
We love you, Sean. Have fun at Talladega.
We'll see you. Maybe we'll do a sleepover. Bye.
Can we do a sleepover with Sean, please? No, love Sean. If those swatters come, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's hope that doesn't happen no more. Thanks, guys. It was a lot of fun. We'll see you next week. And if you're watching the race, Talladega.
Yeah. Woo! And best of luck with whatever the Jets screw up tonight, okay?
Oh, of course. Second round. Oh, those are always our worst picks. It's coming. Like Christian Hackenberg. Remember that? That was a good one.
Penn State. Yeah. All right, brother. Yeah. Thank you.
See you, dude.
There's Farish. And we'll come back, get to the movies, the music, and what's on tap for the Dawn Show as we wrap up a Friday next on Kale & Company.
The extensive selection at Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City, combining luxury with performance across the full line of sedans, SUVs, coupes, roadsters, and more. From the powerful engine of the 2025 C-Class sedan to the impressive towing capacity of the 2025 GLE SUV, you're going to find a luxury vehicle that meets your needs. Just schedule a test drive behind the wheel of your dream Mercedes-Benz. You can always shop Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City. PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app. And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Now, what would make a high-class guy like you leave a good computer programming job at the bank, come all the way uptown by Dixie Cab to work among a den of thieves?
I'm no dummy. It's basic common sense and arithmetic. The difference between them paying me $800 a week and you paying me $8,000 a week.
I think my cousin also likes the fact that you're in the tradition of Joe Kennedy.
Who? Good. Because you got to rob to get rich in the Reagan era.
Yeah.
Think you know what it is?
Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am.
239-1210. And you could win this great prize.
Oh, if you can identify that movie clip by being caller number 12 at 855-839-1210, you will get a $50 gift card to the Melting Pot. We gave away one of those earlier this week. We have a second for you right now. $50 gift card, the Melting Pot, caller 12, 855-839-1210.
You know, we mentioned Chris Rock. I believe that was Chris Rock's maybe second appearance in a movie.
Oh. So that was
1991, 92, I think, that movie came out. Very young Greg Stocker, very impressionable. Watched that movie, loved it.
And then cited it April 25th.
Here's a bigger, I believe his name in that movie was Pookie.
Pookie?
Pookie. Mm-hmm. He played a crackhead.
All right, best of luck. Caller 12, 855-839-1210.
Pookie.
Before we find out what's on tap for Dawn.
That's why I call Dawn.
Oh, Pookie, do you have your big three ready? Let's get to Phil Omquist with the music.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. On Kale & Company.
Today, April 25th, we celebrate the birthdays of Stu Cook from CCR, who's 80, and Eric Avery from Jane's Addiction, who's 60. We also lost Harry Belafonte on this day in 2023, and Bobby Boris Pickett in 2007. Singles include Ricky Don't Lose That Number by Steely Dan in 74. Albums include Bonded by Blood by Exodus in 85. Infest by Papa Roach in 2000. And Heaven and Hell by Black Sabbath in 80. Also, 97, U2 kicked off their Pop Mart World Tour. In 94, the Eagles played the first of two shows where they recorded their Hell Freezes Over album. In 79, the Police made their debut on BBC's TV's Top of the Pops. In 60, Elvis was topped the singles chart, and on the same day, Eddie Cochran was laid to rest. In 2016, Nikki Sixx launched a campaign asking Google to pay musicians more money when their videos appear on YouTube. And in 81, Paul McCartney and Wings broke up. But lastly, a story where today in music history matches today in Phil history, as Paul Simon performed Mrs. Robinson at Yankee Stadium on Joe DiMaggio Day in 99 with a line of course, "Where Have You Gone, Joe DiMaggio?" which I was at. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Upless. All the Phil timers out there.
By the way, Phil, yes. Phil's This Week in Music History airs this Saturday.
Yes,
at,
it does.
At 11 p.m. Week two for Phil's This Week in Music History. You are the number one rock station right now. Again, you beat WMMR, WOGL, WTDY, WMGK, Q102, and B101. And a lowly sports radio
the
station.
The BEN or whatever that is.
Whatever that station is.
Never heard of it.
And, of course, we'll be playing a bunch of stuff that the big station doesn't play.
Dawn, we're not only the number one talk station, but we're also the number one music station because of Phil Armquist. So.
It's all you, baby.
I'm telling you. Like, it's you know, let me program. Look what happens.
You are so good.
Yeah, baby.
Just remember when you launch new shows.
In and out of every break, we need to jingle and hit the time. I'm going to take that little sound bite and play it over and over and over and over again.
Dawn, do I dare ask what we have lined up?
Oh, yes. We're going to have a taste test.
God, Jesus, man.
When does that rate start?
Yeah. Italian champagne. No,
yes,
Italian.
A little bubbly.
No, we, top Pennsylvania. First of all, we have a ton of updates. There are some National Service updates with regard to the forest fire that still is burning. We have a ton of updates on that. A ton of Trump updates that have just happened. So a lot of breaking news that will bring you up to date. Coming up at 10:15, a Republican leader here in Pennsylvania wants to do a sort of a doge of sorts with regard to SEPTA, which, as you know, its budget is blown. It's way over budget, by making it a hybrid between a private-public partnership. So we'll take you through that, because he's thinking outside the box. Will something like this work, serving people but saving the taxpayers? So I think this is a great idea, and it's something that we haven't heard before. So we'll get to that. We have Andre Beliveau is actually the one coming up at 10:15, nice. Excuse me. So we'll talk about all things Trump, all the economic news that's blowing up right now. We'll get into it. There's a lot breaking, so we got it all for you.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. We have Ed in South Philly. He's won the movie prize today. Ed, what movie did we just play for you?
New Jack City.
That is correct.
New Jack City. Woo.
Yeah, man. $50 gift card is
Ed,
yours.
Good job, buddy.
Nice work out of Ed. Yeah. All right, that'll do it. I'm going to go home and have my own sperm race. Dawn is up next.
Kristen, enjoy. Run.
Yes.
Run, girl, run.
I didn't say she was going to be involved. enjoy the Eagles tonight, and we'll talk to you on Monday morning.
Good night, everybody.
Let's end the show, please, Carrie.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.